Hello and welcome to the Smart Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Viola Levy, beauty journalist and founder of copy-led branding agency, Smart Beauty Creative. We're here to create your brand voice and craft the story behind it. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today we are talking about mushrooms, which have been a hot topic in wellness for quite some time and for good reason, as today's guest will explain. I'm speaking with Dr. Catalina Fernandez, founder and CEO of Hifastaterra. They're a biotech-based wellness company that's been at the forefront of medicinal mushroom research for over 25 years. So there's basically no better authority on the topic. They specialize in the therapeutic use of mushrooms, creating highly concentrated extracts and clinical trials in partnerships with hospitals across Europe. As many of you know, mushrooms have been used in traditional medicine for centuries, but Western science seems to finally be catching up to their many benefits. In this conversation, we cover the fascinating biology of why mushrooms are so potent, the clinical results, and exactly how these compounds work in our immune systems. We also discuss the shift towards integrative medicine and why this ancient remedy is finally being recognized by mainstream healthcare and can hopefully complement and lessen the side effects when it comes to harsh procedures like cancer treatments. So it's really a compelling conversation backed by serious science. Let's dive in. Catalina, thank you so much for joining me today. Really lovely to have you on the podcast. Now, you specialize in mycotherapy. What I'm interested in is sort of why mushrooms now have become a really important tool for health and wellness and are now seen as medicine rather than food.
So mushrooms right now, they have a long history that have been with us. I mean, they have been in the earth for millions of years. And they have evolved together with us. But there is a lot of evidence in traditional Chinese medicine, in other types of medicine, traditional medicines. But nowadays, we are unveiling the metabolic routes, the old molecules that are behind all of these effects. And we know now that they contain bioactive compounds such as beta-glucans, triterpenes, polysaccharides that are going to modulate the immune system and are going to enhance cellular communication and promoting even apoptosis, for example, in cancer cells, which is very difficult to understand sometimes how they can have so many actions in one. In one same product or in one same mushroom, but it's because they contain such a vast variety of molecules, of components, that obviously they are in very small quantities. They're not like a drug, but they are in very small quantities, but very varied. So you're going to see an enormous capacity of action in each mushroom when we're talking about the whole system holistically. So what we are going to see is anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties that are going to contribute to overall health and resilience against disease, because we know that always the inflammation underlies every disease.
Yes. So
having these capacities and the antioxidant capacity as well, thinking that final oxidation is death. As long as we can fight oxidation, we will live longer and stay stronger.
And I imagine they're useful with things like fertility issues as well, and just people that are wanting to kind of live well in general, exactly. As well as the preventative thing. I mean, it's such a hot topic at the moment. What is it about mushrooms that makes them this potent? Is it because they're a nightshade? Is it how they're grown? Can you shed some light on that?
I think it's because they're so old on their earth, and because they are sessiles, meaning that they're static, they're sitting there, everything attacks them. So the wind, animals, temperature, they need to adapt to everything. Because they need to adapt without being able to escape or, to get hidden somewhere, They just need to produce very strong molecules, enzymes. They have all types of vitamins. They have strategies, antiviral strategies. They have also antibiotic properties because they suffer from all of these illnesses as well, and they need to fight them. And they've been there since the longest period on Earth, even before humans, before animals, before many plants. So they had to evolve. What we're seeing today, the mushrooms that we know today, are the evolution of the first ones, and then they went to evolution like all the rest on the planet. So they are very intricate. Creatures that really have properties that made them stronger and resilient for themselves. So when we take them into our body, when we eat them, basically, they bring us that resilience
Just like what
and
doesn't kill you
that
makes you stronger,
strength.
is that the case?
Exactly.
And in your own personal journey, was there anything that you witnessed that made you think, yes, this is what I want to study, this is what I want to get into? Was there one kind of specific event or incident that was really the turning point for you?
I have to say that it's every day. It's every day. I mean, the strength that I see in these creatures, as I say, I mean, what they bring to humanity, it's so strong when you treat them with respect, when you're putting the right amount, the right purity, and the right potency of them into a formula. What you can see the results. We work very much with cancer patients. We're running clinical trials. So why we're doing this? It's because when we started, doctors started and therapists came back to us saying, "What you're doing, it's impressive. I've tested it in different patients and I'm seeing incredible results." So we were hand with hand with them, trialing and trying to bring evidence to us. The solidity of Viva Zatera comes with the evidence. And as scientists, we're always trying to backing everything up with science and with evidence. So what we could see is that there was a solid evidence that, the products were really working and making a difference. So this was the turning point from the very beginning where we said, my goodness, I mean, this is so important what these mushrooms can bring to society for the improving the health worldwide. And so I have to say, obviously, the most, I would say, like the most impressive results I have seen always, cancer. That is something that really impresses me. Because we're talking that we're always working alongside standard care in hospitals, always
I think
alongside.
that's important to emphasize, isn't it? It should not replace
Yes,
any
never.
standard.
We're never talking about alternative. We're
No,
always
no.
talking about alongside care.
Yes, of course.
And what we are seeing is that the treatments work faster, better, and people don't have all these side effects. So it reduces enormously all the side effects. So it improves life quality for the patients.
Yes.
And we can see results faster and better. Then also, for example, with even rare diseases, we have hospitals in Spain with very rare diseases where doctors have said, in those illnesses where I cannot find anything to help the patient, I always go to mushrooms, to your mushrooms, because it's like I always find that they alleviate the symptoms of the patients. And then, I mean, we've seen results. You can see results in sleeping, in digestive issues, people that couldn't bear like an orange juice or eating red meat, and that suddenly, after a month and a half, 2 months, they can really go back to a normal diet and they tolerate everything. People that had a digestologist, a doctor, gastrointestinal. She had 32 allergies in food allergies. She had tested everything with herself. So she came to us like quite desperate, and she started with lion's mane extract. And after 3 months, she had only 11 from those 32, 33. And like 6 months after, she was only left with two allergies. So she was impressed with this. And to me, it's always when there's not obvious, when obviously when you have like something that it's subjective to, okay, it can be or it cannot be, it's nice. But when you have real data where you have analysis, where you can see the numbers and you can see the clinical evidence that this is working, it's where it's really impressive.
So is that why Western medicine is finally kind of waking up to it? Because that clinical evidence is now there in front of them, so they have to take
Exactly.
notice of it.
Exactly.
And can you explain kind of in layman's terms actually, how they work in the body, if that's not too much of an ask?
So how they're going to work, they are going to work overall, they're going to work on the immune system, training your immune system to work faster. So the difference between health and illness is the time your system takes to respond to an insult,
Do they do
saying,
that by balancing the bacteria in the gut? Is that how they kind of help with like retrain the immune system?
well, that's one of the ways, but the other one is with what I was saying, like they have beta-glucans. Beta-glucans, what they do is they're going to activate different they're called locus of action, so places of the cells that are, there are the APCs, so they are antigen presenter cells, and meaning in the immune system that they are like the surveillance. So they're going to activate the surveillance of the immune system. So whenever you get in touch with a virus, with a bacteria, so someone sneezes in front of you and you get a virus inside, or you get a bacteria. And so you need to respond rapidly to that bacteria or that virus. It normally happens, but if at that time you are occupied with something else, your system might not recognize that virus or that bacteria. That bacteria or virus come in, it starts to multiply, and suddenly you have an army of bacteria or virus to fight. So the faster we encounter that insult, the faster we respond to that, the shorter the illness will be. And that is what mushrooms do. They orchestrate your response of your immune system against those insults and against those attackers that are going to attack us, or cancer cell that mutates and that you need to recognize and destroy. So that is one of the mechanisms that the mushrooms use. Another one is, as we were saying, it's controlling inflammation. Or, for example, they are scavengers of the free radicals. So free radicals are going to oxidate us. Oxidation, total oxidation, is the moment we die. So the more we can contain that oxidation by, controlling those free radicals, the longer we live. It's not only about how beautiful my skin will look, but how well my organs are being kept and younger, my digestive system, my heart, my lungs, my liver. So the longevity and the anti-aging process or pro-aging is not only about skin, but it's about every single cell of our body, or every organ of our body that needs to keep on healthy and young.
And it's taken you 25 years to kind of get the medical establishment to sort of really take this seriously. I mean, what have been the biggest barriers, for you throughout that time?
Well, they're always the same question. Is there evidence? Then, is there enough evidence? And then, having convincing with data, because one thing is to read about bibliography and what's published already and saying, okay, this and this has been published, which is what normally the industry does. So it's reading from other that have published. The difference with Eva Zatera is that what we're doing is we are creating science. That is the beauty for me, which is we are really working in the lab. We are working with also in clinic with patients and with thousands of doctors throughout Europe and so on. So we are seeing the results. We are trialing the mushrooms with different concentrations, with different impurities. And we can establish, where are the limits and what they can do. And we're bringing this to evidence. And I think that's the most difficult thing that we haven't had to do in these 25, 26 years.
And obviously, there's the great kind of sustainability angle as well, because obviously, mushrooms play a key role in preserving ecosystems.
Yes, and that is beautiful to me also, this angle of how we can improve the planet by cultivating more mushrooms. I always ask people to change 30% of their diet in meat content for mushroom, only 30%, not even more than that. But just by doing that, we would be decreasing the pressure on that all the cattle does in the world, and
Yes.
contamination, the pollution, rather than the mushrooms. What they're doing is they are decomposing the organic matter. They are enriching the soils. They are forming symbiotic relations with the plants. So they play an incredible role in biodiversity and sustainability. So it's really good when the more mushrooms we grow, the more we help the planet.
It feels to me like things are coming full circle, that people are realizing that food is medicine. Would you say that's the case?
Totally. I think we have moved forward a lot in these last years, and I truly think that we're moving to a new paradigm where food is really recognized as medicine, either as medicine or as poison. So we can either increase the chances of a cancer, increase the chances of autoimmune diseases, and really harm ourselves with what we choose to eat, or we can use it as a medicine. So I can envision a future where mushrooms and other functional foods are integrated with conventional healthcare practices, where you go to a hospital, and obviously there you're going to have multidisciplinary teams, which is already happening in many places, and where you're going to see a nutritionist that is going to follow you and give you, first of all, your diet. Last Congress I was in England, in Oxford, is IO, which was the Integrative Oncology Congress from worldwide. And we were looking at the guidelines that are set in us at ASCO this year, where exercise is also taken in as a pure medicine, saying exercise is as important as the standard care of medicine. It should be put, they are putting it in already. So if we're looking at exercise, we of course need to look into the nutrition plan of a patient and of every person, because the path that we are going to follow in life, it's going to be led by the decisions we make every day in our choices, in what we eat. What we put into our system in any way is what makes it's the outcome we're going to have on the short or mid or long term. So I totally agree with this, yes.
Do you think that maybe we've become sort of, not that, Western medicine, of course, has its place, but do you think in a way we've become so reliant on medication that we don't bother to look at these things you've just said about, what we're eating and what we're actually putting in our bodies? Because we think, well, I've got this medication, so that should be enough.
It is totally like that, because I think so. Sometimes people get to us or to me personally, and they say, "How what can I take?" But I just don't want to change my sodas, or what I drink. being fizzy drinks every day, or I don't want to change my meat intake and I take meat every single day, or pork, or and then I say, you know, I cannot help you. If
No.
you are not going, if you're not willing to change something in your life, taking pills is not going to work. You know, we need to really think that there's not a, but not even in pharma, there's not a miraculous cure. I think we grew up thinking that you could take a, you know, like a donut and drink fizzy drinks the whole day, but then you would take the miraculous pill that would control everything.
Yes, and that balances it out, apparently.
And that balances out, and it doesn't work like this. And we're seeing it now. You know, 70 years after we started all of this process, now we're seeing what is, you know, provoking, and we see that we cannot go further like this. So I think that we need to change, and this is what everybody's talking in the big arena of healthcare worldwide, where we're seeing that we need to change the system and the medicine that intervenes for the medicine that prevents.
Yes, it
Prevention
needs a
is.
360 approach, doesn't it? I think that's why people are
Totally.
waking up to holistic wellness. It's not re about
Exactly.
replacing anything. It's just about, having that sort of 360 approach and making sure that, like you say, that it's kind of preventative as well as just curing.
And drugs are so important. They're lifesavers, of
Yes, of
course.
course.
I mean, an antibiotic, when you have a bad bug that's inside of you, it's going to make the difference. It's going to cure you, you know. But we need to leave them, you know, to be, act when they have to act. We cannot take antibiotics because we have a flu. That's not the
No.
way it goes. So that's why we're causing incredible resistances in the world. And we need to face now 17 really, really bad bugs that kill us. And that they're killing millions of people. And so, for that as well, we're looking at new antibiotics for mushrooms. And we're seeing, you know, big possibilities in other big antibiotics that are coming. But we need to change the mindset of how big drugs are being used and, you know, understand that there needs to be an empowerment of the patient, of the people, of society. On taking care of ourselves by exercising, by doing mindfulness, by, you know, understanding our feelings, how we feel, how we
So
express,
many factors, aren't there? So
so
many things
many.
play a role. And do you think that's why the traditional wellness world has that kind of stigma attached to it? Because people assume that they're trying to replace Western medicine when actually it's complementing it.
I think always when, you know, when something surges as something new, it's like an impact where people tend to change what they were doing for this new. But then we with time, what science learns is that we need to make one medicine, which is the medicine that cures, and that's it. So it's the integration of everything that cures and that keeps
Yes.
society alive and healthy. It's what we need to build, that new medicine. And this brings in the drugs, the natural supplements, the good food, organic, you know, well taken care without preservatives and all of this. And so that's why we do not believe on alternatives. We
No.
always call this integrative, where we need the integration of everything that will keep an individual safe. And you need to use a different tool at different moments.
Exactly. And as you know, the wellness industry is awash with misinformation and scaremongering. And as somebody who has an academic background, coming into the wellness industry, you must have seen certain things that you found quite shocking or thought, this really needs to change. Would you say?
Yeah, first of all, the quality of things that are being produced. I think, you know, innovation and the passion that I see in the wellness industry is really nice, but I would really like and enjoy to see more rigorous scientific validation of the products. And because even with mushrooms are like sponges, so they are incredibly beneficial, but they can also be they are kellants, in fact, and kellants of the soils or whatever it's wherever they are being produced. So either you're cleaning your system or you're cleaning the system where they are growing. So you need to be very careful that when you are taking those mushrooms, that they are completely free of heavy metals, pesticides, or anything. Because if they were produced in a soil that was contaminated or polluted, well, then they might be taking all of
Yes.
that out. You don't want to be the final deposit for that. So,
Yes.
also with plants, I mean, so many plants are being used with pesticides and, over them, and they don't have this big control on it. And to be honest, none of the food that we eat has a lot of control in that sense.
No.
Pesticides and chemicals of all types. And that's why we're seeing this rising of autoimmune diseases and cancer and all of it.
Yes, and not everyone can afford to eat organic, so it's very difficult. What are you most excited about the future?
Well, to me, the future is we have so many projects. Where I see that this is really exciting is when it can come to be used by, as standard care. Where we will be seeing that in order to improve my microbiota, we're not only talking about probiotics, but we're talking about prebiotics. So when you're going to take an antibiotic and it's going to be prescribed by an MD, well, they're going to give you alongside the mushrooms as prebiotics. When you're going to be taking a cycle of chemotherapy, they're going to prepare you first with the mushroom treatment, the extracts are pure. And so that you then tolerate better,
Yeah, it reduces the side effects, so it makes it less
side effects.
unpleasant.
Or so looking always at it as how can they help? How can we put them alongside standard care? The way we can see is how much can we help? What can we bring to society to help people live better? And this is what Ifa Zaterra does.
And I think that you've outlined that really beautifully. Thank you so much, Catalina, for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to the Smart Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Viola Levy, beauty journalist and founder of copy-led branding agency, Smart Beauty Creative. We're here to create your brand voice and craft the story behind it.